Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. Running a successful business requires more than just a great idea. It requires leadership. Great leadership is a necessity for any business that is striving for great success, especially during trying times. Without leadership that is effective, it's nearly impossible for businesses to grow and expand, as is necessary for an ever-changing market. As a small business owner, honing your leadership skills will help you to provide a vision for your business and motivate your employees to excel in whatever tasks they're assigned. Large corporations may be able to survive for short periods of time without great leadership in place. The opposite is true for small businesses. Small businesses are often comprised of just a few employees and could potentially fall apart if their leadership structure is in jeopardy. So why exactly is it that great leadership is a must for small businesses? Here are a few reasons. To give direction. This can be taken in more than one way. A business needs direction in the sense of a goal, a bigger picture. This helps everyone who is involved with the company to feel like they are striving towards the goal. Striving for a goal likely will make everyone involved more productive. Giving direction on a daily basis is important as well. Many employees are self-starters and can get work done without much guidance. But that is not the case for everyone. A great leader can motivate employees that need a little more direction in their everyday work. To establish the feel of the business, the leader of a small business is also tasked with setting the feel of the company. Some companies may be more laid back or relaxed, while some have strict deadlines and dress codes. The leader of the company needs to be the one who sets the standard for this, or discord can exist in the business. Imagine what would happen if a business team consisted of both laid-back employees and employees who were more rigid. Without a clear direction of where to go, no one would agree on how to get things done. And to keep the company cohesive. This ties in somewhat with the other two reasons. It's important for everyone in the company to be working towards a collective goal. The leader not only established this goal, but also helps employees in any way that he or she can. The leader not only established this goal, but also helps employees in any way that he or she can, since everyone is working towards the so-called greater good. The leader of a small business must possess great leadership qualities as well. Some people really are born leaders. They are the ones that lead the pack on the playground from a very young age. But not everyone in the business world is like this. Some people who want to lead their own company must learn what a successful leader is. They need to gain some important leadership qualities if they hope to become successful. There are many different styles of leadership, but the fundamental skills that make a good leader are the same. The best leaders have the ability to inspire others and develop a vision, set clear goals, stay focused and communicating well, give and receive feedback. Know the strengths and weaknesses of themselves and teammates. Know when to ask for outside help. Are approachable, honest, and committed. And know how to successfully execute a strategy. Having any of these skills can lead to some form of success. But you will need all of these skills in order to run your small business effectively. Let's take these skills one at a time. First, have the ability to inspire others and develop a vision. The first step to creating a vision for your business is to decide if the vision pertains to the entire business or a certain aspect. For example, you could be creating a vision simply for how your customer service will operate, how you can use packaging to enhance your product, or a membership discount program that customers will love. Once you have the scope of the vision determined, you need to further develop it. Here are a few questions you can ask yourself to help develop your vision. What problem am I solving in people's lives with this vision? What needs of my customers am I fulfilling? Will this change people's lives? Could it possibly even save someone's life? If so, how? Has anyone ever done anything like this? If yes, who was it? How long ago was this done? How did customers, competitors, and partners react? If no, why hasn't anyone done this? What personality traits does this vision capture? Does this vision position my company as being charitable, personable, innovative, playful? Once you've further developed your business's vision, you can give it a time frame. Predict where your vision will be, what the reaction will be, and how it will impact your company and customers in 6 months, 1 year, 3 years, and 5 years. If you're having trouble developing your vision or coming up with one at all, look at successful companies. What is or was their vision? How did they pursue it and communicate it? Share your vision and get people on board. It's easier to share your vision if it's clear to you. Creating a written document for your vision is helpful, but it wouldn't be a vision without some visuals. Sketching up your products, office, services in action, or website can help you showcase where you'll be going with your business. You can also incorporate written text into this visual representation because people often learn best through a combination of visuals and texts. Make sure that whatever the finished piece you're putting your vision into only takes about 2 minutes to observe, read, and understand. From here, develop what is called an elevator pitch. This is a 2-minute description that you can recite, which relays the vision for your business. Many times a business owner is in an elevator with someone who could potentially help his or her business. This 2-minute, well-developed description of your business is designed to convince this person of why they should be interested in the business. The next skill is to set clear goals, stay focused, and communicate well. Having great communication skills is an invaluable quality in the world of small business. In a larger company or corporation, you may be able to get by on less than stellar communication skills. Why? Because you may not have to interact with consumers as often, thus influencing their view of the company. However, in a small business with just a handful of employees, the leader and owner often wears many, many hats. This can include anything from salesperson to marketing liaison and many, many more. The ability to communicate with people from all aspects of the business world is crucial. In order to communicate clearly, you first need to acknowledge that different people understand ideas better through different mediums and methods. Some people will learn better through lectures, written instruction, one-on-one instruction, visualization, or hands-on approaches. It's helpful to recognize first which methods you learn and understand best from. Do you understand instructions better when they are written or presented through a one-on-one tutorial? Perhaps it's through a combination of methods such as lectures and then hands-on approaches. Here's a quick way to determine what style of learning may work best for you. When consuming content on the internet, which of the following do you prefer? Reading an article? Listening to a podcast? Watching a video? Looking at an infograph? Experimenting with a technique and then discussing on a message board or social media? You may find you prefer multiple approaches to consuming content. For example, reading alone may not suit you. Reading an article that has short videos sprinkled throughout, however, may be your ideal. Once you know how you learn best, it's easy to see that others, such as employees and partners, will need different channels for communication. Start by offering instructions and descriptions both through writing and verbal communications. Here are some tips for better communication. Put all instructions in writing. Explain instructions to employees and partners in group sessions. If an employee has trouble understanding instructions, ask him or her to explain to you what the instructions are. Offer visuals to help others understand your instruction and vision. Listening well is the key to effective communication. You need to be a better listener, which means you need to stop thinking about what you're going to say while the other person is talking. People in conversation often wait for another person to finish speaking before they begin saying what they think is important. there is very little absorption of the other person's ideas. Make it a point when listening to stop thinking about what you're going to say. Instead, think of key points that the other person brings up which you would like to hear more about. Make it a habit to use your turn in a conversation to ask questions about what the other person has said instead of stating your own opinion. This communication strategy helps develop rapport very quickly. Not only will the person feel more connected to you, but you most likely understand what it is this person is trying to say. Remember, you already know what you're thinking. The first part in any conversation should be to understand what the other person is thinking. It also creates a better impression of you in the eyes of the other people in the conversation. People will project onto you whatever it is they are talking about. If someone has a concern, even if you don't offer a solution, simply inquiring about the concern will make you appear compassionate in their mind. If you get someone to talk a lot about their favorite hobby, that person will associate the good feelings of his or her favorite hobby with you. The next skill you need to learn is to give and receive feedback. In order to be more effective at giving and receiving feedback, you must create a forum for discussion. There are two important channels for feedback when running a business. The first channel is from the customer to you. The second channel is from your employees and partners to you. This second channel goes both ways, with you also providing feedback to employees and partners. It's important that you have an easily accessible venue for customers to voice their feedback about your product, whether it is praise or criticism. Think about Amazon.com's review section on products. Here, customers can voice their praise and criticism of a product. This can be something as simple as a message box on your website, or it could be a Facebook page that customers can post on. The more easily the customer can get their opinion to you, the better. In fact, being accessible to customer feedback is a hallmark of good customer service. Simply being available for immediate feedback may turn some customers' sour opinions to be more favorable. You also need to consider whether this feedback should be public or private. In the case of Amazon.com reviews and Facebook pages, the feedback is public. This may seem scary because other customers can see the criticism you may be facing. But they may also see the praises that you receive. In addition to this, customers can see how you handle a bad user experience. Did you offer an immediate refund and apologize for any bad experience? Or did you get crabby and insist all transactions are final? If you want to effectively give and receive feedback from employees, partners, and vendors, then you need to maintain a regularly scheduled discussion with them. These meetings should be as personal as you can make them. If a sit-down meeting is possible, make that your scheduled routine. If employees, vendors, or partners aren't able to regularly make the meeting, then go for a Skype session or a conference call. Regularly scheduled meetings to give feedback are important. It keeps your team moving toward your goals based on minor adjustments in direction. If the meetings aren't regular, then the chances are that you will only call the team together to dramatically change course. This will create disarray and destroy productivity and morale. Even if things are going well, you should have a regularly scheduled meeting. Feedback, both positive and critical, should always relate back to the company goals. The best way to determine what to say is to ask yourself, how does this put us closer to our goals? Did an employee move you closer or further from your vision? Tell them. Remember, too, that your employees, partners, and vendors are assets you need in order to achieve your vision. If there is something that you're doing that is deterring them from their goals, then you need to recognize that. Some employees, partners, and vendors may be hesitant to provide you with feedback. This is why it's important to ask them questions. Try asking the following in meetings, personal conversations, or even questionnaires. What do you hear others, competitors, customers, prospects, anonymous colleagues, saying about your company? What do you like most about your job, and what do you like least? What would you do if you were in my position? Now it's on to knowing your strengths and weaknesses of yourself and your fellow workers. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. You aren't perfect. Nobody is. It's impossible to run a business without making mistakes. Great leaders understand that mistakes will be made. That's just part of being an entrepreneur. It's how you rebound from those mistakes that really count. Surround yourself with smart, talented people. Advertising legend David Ogilvy once said, "If you ever find a man who is better than you are, hire him." As a business leader, it's important that you build a well-rounded team. You should understand your own abilities, your strengths, your weaknesses, and surround yourself with talented individuals who possess the skills you lack. Be a motivator. Another very important quality for a small business leader is to have the power to motivate people. Motivation is critical to small business because if everyone doesn't do their part, then your business will not be successful. Motivating people to keep striving for better things for business is so important. A great leader is able to motivate people without being obnoxious about it, for lack of a better term. Making sure your employees are acknowledged as well as keeping them happy and engaged is so important. Be willing to delegate. One of the first things I learned during my company leadership training was to delegate work. It only makes sense to do so. Surrounding yourself with smart and talented people is pointless if you don't let them do their jobs. I get it. Your business is your baby. But if you're never willing to give up any control, your company will never grow to its full potential. There's only so much you can do on your own. You have to let your team do the things they do best. After all, you hired them for a reason. Sometimes you need a job done, but do not have the expertise in-house. That will mean you will have to hire another employee or hire an independent contractor. The best jobs to outsource are those that are not indicative of your company's identity. When you hire an independent contractor, you are basically paying for their expertise. There are consultants for every niche: seasonal staffing, employee issues, financing, franchising, and so on. You need to be approachable, committed, and honest. How do you become more approachable? You don't have to try to be the cool boss or be anyone's best friend. There are simple ways to be a more approachable boss. Start by smiling and saying hello to your employees when you see them for the first time during the workday. From there out, smile and make eye contact every time you see them. This simply shows that you acknowledge them, and even though you may be running a meeting or a conference call, you still see them as important. The next step to becoming a more approachable boss is to keep your office door open at all times, unless you're in a private meeting or on a call. Often, managers, business owners, and bosses will ask, "Then how am I supposed to get anything done if people can freely barge in?" Well, if an employee is coming to his or her boss with a question, it's obviously something that needs to get done. The final step is responding to emails as quickly as possible. Make sure that you respond to every email that your employees and partners send to you. Ignoring employee emails shows that you don't deem the employees' questions as important. You may not be able to get to them within the same day or 2 days, but you must answer them. What about becoming more committed? It may seem odd that you would have to be more committed to your own business, but showing employees and partners that you place the business highly on your list of priorities is pinnacle, essentially because this is your employees' financial future. And finally, being honest. That means being honest about your capabilities, both to yourself and your employees. Hold yourself and others accountable. Accountability is important in all companies. You need to set clear expectations for what you want out of your employees and yourself. You have to hold everyone, yourself included, for the results they produce. That also means admitting when you make a mistake. The leader of a small business absolutely must be responsible. I know that this may seem silly even to have mentioned, but it is not always as obvious as one might think. Being responsible would include things like appropriate money management, timeliness, and professionalism. The leader of a small business must not only keep the business going, but is also a great positive example for everyone else as well. And the last skill I mentioned was how to successfully execute a strategy. Where do you want your company to be 5 years from now? A good leader is always visualizing the future. You need to think about what you want for your company and create a plan that helps you achieve that. If you're not looking forward, you'll get stuck exactly where you are today. Stagnation has no place in small business. According to the Forbes.com article, The Three Strengths of a True Strategic Leader, statistics show that fewer than 10% of leaders exhibit strategic skills, which is a scary number considering how important strategy is to moving your business forward. In order to effectively execute a strategy, you must pursue one goal at a time. You can have supporting goals, but they must serve the purpose of accomplishing the main goal. Once the main goal or priority is set, you need to develop KPIs, key performance indicators, to monitor progress. After you develop KPIs, you should set a check-in and communications flow for yourself and teammates. Last, you need to evaluate the strategy constantly. It's difficult, if not impossible, to run a successful small business without a concrete, forward-thinking plan. Small businesses must always be looking for the next big thing in order to stay afloat. Leadership skills help provide a vision for any business project and motivate employees to excel in whatever tasks they're assigned. There are many different styles of leadership, but the fundamental skills that make a good leader stay the same. The best leadership skills for business owners are having the ability to inspire others and develop a vision, setting clear goals and staying focused, communicating well, giving and receiving feedback, knowing the strengths and weaknesses of yourself and your teammates, knowing when to ask for outside help, being approachable, honest, and committed, and knowing how to successfully execute a strategy. Any of these skills can lead to some form of success, but you need all of these in order to run a business effectively. Leadership in small business is a fine art, and if you are able to perfect it, the odds that your business will succeed increase drastically. If you don't see yourself as an ideal leader for your business, consider taking on an employee or partner who has great leadership qualities. Or if you want to learn more about becoming a great leader, find someone in your business community who is clearly leading their business successfully and ask them to mentor you. Leadership qualities are great things to learn. So, do you think you have what it takes to be a successful small business leader? Let's face it, not all of us are natural-born leaders. That's okay. The good news is that leadership skills are something you can learn. There's something you have to learn if you want to build a successful business, whether you have one employee or 75 employees. If you would like more information about this show or any past Score Business Points show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If you have a comment about this show or past shows, or would like to hear a topic discussed on Score Business Points, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week at the same time for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They have been doing this for over 50 years. Because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, and thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information about how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit Ocean oceancounty.score.org. oceancounty.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. Score Business Points is a production of the Ocean County Chapter of Score at 91.9 WBNJ.